I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer, and we've been talking about William Cornick. He's the 16-year-old schoolboy who stabbed Anne McGuire to death in front of her entire class. I'm asking whether he deserves our anger or our sympathy. Let's talk to Michael, who's in Lewisham. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, what do you want to say?
Well, I'm a sociopath myself. I have a lack of empathy.
Have you been diagnosed? Have you had...
I've been diagnosed. It's a true sociopath. I'm born that way.
Yeah.
I mean, but it doesn't... Just because... I mean, we don't actually know if he is yet, do we?
No, we haven't had all the information. But can I ask in what context you were diagnosed as a sociopath?
Well, because I have a lack of empathy, it means I don't exactly connect with my parents as much. Mm. So, you know, they thought there was something wrong. I mean, I've never hurt someone or done anything like that, and I don't plan to, but...
Yeah.
Because I was a bit... you know, not connecting, I don't, you know, laugh at the same things they do or cry, or I don't exactly get upset because I don't really care about anything.
You sort of don't have a lot of the emotions that most people regard as normal reactions and emotions to things.
Yeah, and it's blank.
And you say, look, you say you've never, it was the disconnect with your parents that raised this, but you haven't ever harmed anyone. Can you understand how somebody, I mean, we've talked about psychopaths and sociopaths, can be very similar. Do you have any understanding of how it would be possible to do something like what William Cornick did and not have any feelings about it either way?
I mean, I don't have any feelings at all. I have a complete lack of empathy. I mean, and I wouldn't want to do it as such, but if I did, which I'm not going to or nothing, but I just wouldn't, I wouldn't feel anything.
So it doesn't make a difference to you whether someone is in pain or hurting?
No.
Or so if someone was, say, hurting a small child in front of you, you wouldn't have a sort of a feeling of emotional feel to need to stop that or to be upset by it or angered by it? You just would, it would just be blank?
I could choose to stop it, but I wouldn't feel anything. I wouldn't be able to cry or nothing.
In which case, does that mean that you say you wouldn't feel anger, you wouldn't feel sympathy, I suppose. But in that case, do you think that this man, William Cornick, that he deserves, well, neither our anger nor our sympathy, but he is what he is, and that was just, some people are good people and do good, wonderful things, and some people are bad people who do bad things, and it is what it is, and there's nothing more to say about it?
I think no matter what he is, sociopath, psychopath, he chose to go into the school with the weapon and stab this lady for whatever reason, but he still chose to do it.
And so he made that choice, and therefore
he made the choice,
and he knew what the effect would be on other people.
Yeah, lack of empathy or not, he knew what he was doing. We still have a choice. We can choose to kill people, and not just like everyone else. We just wouldn't, as such, feel the emotional effect.
And that would explain why he apparently feels no remorse whatsoever.
Yeah.
Michael, what a fascinating call. What a brave call as well. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. I'm quite blown away by that.